say about his master, it is a love for the disciples that he become like his teacher, for the slave that he become like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more those of his household? Therefore, do not be afraid of them. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor a secret that will not be known.
What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet none of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my Heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my Heavenly Father. The Gospel of the Lord. And for all their sins, I will grant forgiveness. Nevermore will I remember their sins. Grant to us, O Lord, a heart renewed, recreate in us your own spirit, Lord. The brothers of Joseph said, what if he changes his mind and decides to punish us now that our father is dead? What if his forgiveness when our father was alive was only partial? No. You know what Revelation chapter 12 verse 10 tells us? The devil is always the accuser, accusing us, trying to make us feel guilty, trying to make us feel unworthy. Even after we have gone to confession, for instance, oh, have I really been forgiven? Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. The devil is the one doing it. The brothers of Joseph were not sure. But Joseph was not like that. What lesson do we learn from Joseph? He had forgiven. There was no bitterness in him. And that's the Lord whom we serve. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 34. The Lord forgives and forgets, especially when our contrition is sincere. Again, in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 17, the Lord does not remember our sins after he has forgiven us. You are worth more than the sparrow, the gospel tells us. You are worth more. Why would the Lord hold our sins against us, especially when we truly repent? And for all their faults, I will grant forgiveness. Nevermore will I remember their sins. Grant to us, O Lord, a heart renewed, recreate in us your own spirit, Lord. I will be their Lord, and they shall be my people. Today we celebrate the votive mass of our Blessed Mother, Help of Christians. And this time, we cannot but trust in her maternal protection, maternal intercession, for us Christians now and at the hour of our death. You know, when I say the Hail Mary, the most beautiful part for me, the most precious part is when I say, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Because at the hour of death, a lot of battles go on. The devil wants the soul of the individual. But when our Blessed Mother sees that you have been so devoted to her, say, no, this belongs to my son. Let us continue to implore her intercession. Our Lady, Help of Christians.